Hi, everybody. It's me, Kitty Jones. Welcome to the End of the Day podcast. Today, for me, is a really special day. Again, I have another guest, a special guest on my show. I know last week I invited a longtime friend of mine, Ken, in the listenership. I just want to thank you guys again. I know I've done it once before, but the ratings were, or the listenership was through the roof last week when we were talking about our favorite TV shows right now, what to binge watch. I think Squid Game and an array of other topics that we covered. But today, if you're a big fan, like I am, of some of the best series on TV right now, like Snowfall, The Chi, Wu-Tang series. I don't think I've actually watched that one, but most of all, BMF and The Power Universe. On the phone with me right now, I have the man behind the biggest channel on YouTube, at least in my opinion, is Mark Dark. Yay!
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Mark. All right. So when I was thinking about doing a show on Power and the universe and BMF, it was a no-brainer to ask you to join me today to discuss this. So again, I appreciate your presence.
I appreciate you asking me to come on here.
My thirst for the show Power, like the original, that's what led me to finding your page, I believe in 2017. I think somewhere in there, I want to say towards the end or maybe the top of 18, I could be off some months, but what year or season did you start your channel?
I started in 2016. Yeah, that's when I first started doing my Power recaps and reviews. In 2016.
Okay. I watched your channel grow. And did you have any idea that it would become like everyone's go-to channel for updates and recaps? Like it's just incredible the amount of subscribers you have now from, I know when I first discovered you, I think you were at maybe, I want to say 2,500.
I figured it can grow, but I didn't know it would grow as quickly as it's grown. In the last, I would say 2.5 years, it's grown a lot. Like I said, when I started in 2016, but my channel was based on just boxing. It was a boxing channel.
Oh.
You know, it was called Mark Dark Boxing at first.
You know,
I love the sport of boxing. You know, my dad used to box when he was younger. You know, I've been around the sport of boxing for my entire life. That's what I was talking about. But, you know, I love 50 Cent as well growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I followed everything that he was doing. And, of course, I just did like a Power Season 3 finale recap, and then I noticed that it got more views than my boxing stuff.
Oh,
and I was like, man, this may actually be something. And I did like another video. It was a rumor about Floyd Mayweather being on Power. This was back in like 2016. So I did the video on that, and I noticed the views got higher than, you know, my normal boxing videos. From there, I knew like, okay.
This is becoming something.
I seen it right there. Like maybe I should, you know, start talking about Power and TV shows. But my main focus was just Power because, you know, I was searching YouTube. You know, I seen people doing like reviews, but they wasn't breaking it down like the storyline. They weren't breaking it down the way I envisioned it in my head. Like I envisioned the breaking down all the characters, the storylines, you know, different theories and stuff like that. And once I saw that no one was really doing it, I told myself, you know, once 2017 starts, I'm going to just...
That's going to be your
like,
focus.
Go hard. I changed my channel to Mark Dark TV. And then our main focus was just Power. It was just Power in just general. That was my main focus. But I would, you know, I would do boxing stuff every now and then as, you know, when I could. But yeah, my main focus started to be just Power.
That was a brilliant pivot because... I know for me, like after we watch an episode, I don't care what show it is, if it's something that we're addicted to, many of us do go to YouTube just to say, okay, is that what I just saw? Like, I know I'm not tripping. So we do go and look for channels such as yours. And what I noticed, you know, about your channel was exactly what you just said. You were kind of saying exactly what we were feeling like after we would, you know, the show would go off or we would be left on a cliffhanger. And I like the way you broke down the characters. And I noticed as your channel grew that you, and this is something that I learned in the radio business as well, that you were more neutral and you would let your comment section and your audience kind of, you know, make decisions for on their own. You didn't try to sway anybody to feel or think any type of way about certain characters. And I like that. You just let them fight it out in the comment sections and things like that. So is that something strategic that you've done, or that you just, you picked up on as you grew, as your channel grew?
I wanted to be, I guess, open-minded as possible. I know everybody got different theories and viewpoints. So, you know, I had to understand that it wasn't just about my perspective on how I feel about certain characters and theories. Other people got different perspectives as well. And I wanted to put out, like, I'm no different than the average person watching the show. I'm just, I'm just talking about it on YouTube. I'm no different than you or anybody else. I'm just talking about it. So it was more like an open discussion with, you know, I do talk about my theories, but I'm more open to others as well.
And it's, like I said, it's become a phenomenon. Basically, I've seen a lot of the power actors, and I want to say a couple of the showrunners even follow your Instagram channel and mention you in some of their interviews. So how did you feel when you started finding out how big your channel had become? And I saw you attend a couple of premieres and things like that. How does it feel to know, okay, 3 years ago, this is where I was, and this is what my channel has become?
I guess, I mean, it just showed, like, the hard work that I put in, because when I first started, you know, I told myself, like, it could be big, but I knew it took being consistent, you know, and making sure I drop videos daily or every other day. I had to be consistent and be patient. You know, I couldn't just expect my channel to blow up just like that.
You know,
after the seasons, each season, you know, the channel started blowing up more and more because the audience was engaged more and my audience was growing more. So each season, it just kept growing and growing. And eventually, like, I did get, you know, Cordy Kemp, I know she talked about my channel a few times. A lot of the actors in the show, not just this show, a lot of actors in other shows as well, you know, hit me up and talked to me, you know, said that they watched some of my videos and stuff like that. So I don't know. I guess it just showed that my hard work that I put in paid off, and it inspired me even more to continue to do it.
A lot of us looking on, we're really proud of you. So just a little bit before I let you go, I know you have a busy day. You probably have videos you have to knock out today. But just on your opinion on this, the spinoff so far that we've seen the book 2, season 1, and we've seen book 3 of season 1 on Power. Have you seen, like, a shift on your channel as far as your views when you post on season 2 or 3 of the Power Universe? Are there more fans on 2 than you've seen on 3 viewership, or is it about the same?
Well, it's a little bit similar, but I guess it just depends, because when I did Power Book 2, the first season, a lot of the fans was engaged and more connected to the original cast than Raising Kanan. So it actually took a while for people to start to get more invested in Raising Kanan. So my numbers for Ghost was actually a little bit higher starting out, but Raising Kanan eventually it started to rise as well. And I would say the numbers is about even as of right now, but it took a little bit of time for Raising Kanan because it was a prequel and people, you know, a lot of people wanted to see
Ghost Tommy
they wanted to see, like, the newer stuff. They, you know, people thought they knew everything because they were saying, oh, Kanan is gone. We already know. We don't really care about his story like that. But once they start watching it, it changed completely. A lot of people changed their perspective on the show when they realized how good it was, which, you know, that's how it usually is with Power. It's always better than what you think it is.
That's true. Yeah. I think I've said this to you, like, in a DM or something, like, over time. I really, you know, a lot of us did go into book 2 bitter. And a lot of us checked out. We didn't give it a chance, you know, because we were like, wait a minute, that's just too, like, they just took it too far, killing off Ghost. So I probably won't ever be a fan of book 2. I did like Raising Kanan, and I'm looking forward to Force with Tommy. Is there any tea that you have or anything that you know of that the fans don't know right now that we can look forward to, that you may have heard that you can share on the show today about Force? Any date?
I mean, I made, like, a prediction videos as far as when I think it's going to start. I mean, and I'm just basing it off their, you know, past droppings of seasons or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to drop it probably after the Super Bowl. Because that's what they did. They did a similar thing with Power of Season 6. The last episode, it would have aired on the Super Bowl, but they took a break, and then they aired the last episode the week after the Super Bowl.
I remember that.
So I don't think they want to really, you know, Power Book 2 Go Season 2 is going to be airing around the same time. It'll be ending in February, or it'll be ending in January. So I don't believe they want to start one episode of Tommy's show and then go on a one-week break and then air the episode 2. So I'm I believe they're going to wait until the Super Bowl is over. And after that, I believe they will air. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but just knowing how they've been airing stuff, I mean, they pay close attention to, like, certain shows, and the Super Bowl is, like, the biggest watched, you know, telecast of the year. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe they're going to drop it on that day. I'm thinking it's going to be after the Super Bowl. But some people say it may be after a little bit after that, because the next week after the Super Bowl is All-Star Weekend. So it's NBA All-Star Weekend, that next weekend after the Super Bowl. So Tommy's show could be at the end of February or maybe early March.
Yeah, it makes sense what you're saying, because I remember when season 5 of Power was coming back. And do you remember premiering like sometime in July, and it came with low ratings, and it was weird because people were looking forward to 5 coming, but it was just the timing of it. And it was like during a holiday. And the next week after that, the ratings were back through the roof. And I think now they kind of learned their lesson on that. And they're like, okay, let's, like, you, I think also they also take breaks around Thanksgiving, don't they? Don't they skip a week, I think, around that time?
In the past, they usually go on breaks around episode 7, episode 6 or 7. But I guess with Ghosts and, you know, the whole universe, the show is airing all year round, because we used to see in Power in the summer only. But that's when Power Season 6 came, we got it all the way into the next year. And then Power Book 2 Ghosts, we got the first 5 episodes. Then they aired the next. This year, they do see great ratings in the summer, because it's really a lot of sports are not in the summer.
A lot of reruns, and people are looking for something. So, So they've been pretty strategic in when to place them. So any suggestions on anyone that's looking to start a channel, or advice that, you know, that might be a big fan of some of these shows like Snowfall and the Shy, Wu-Tang series, a startup YouTube channel, any advice that you would have for somebody like that, that may look up to you and say, I want to do that?
My main thing is just, you got to be real consistent in it. You can't be disappointed because you don't get certain numbers that you think you're going to get. Like, it literally takes a lot of time and patience for you to, when I started, it took me a year to get 1,000 subscribers. You know, I didn't make no money for a whole year. Then I finally made my first $100. But it takes time. Okay. It's all about timing and patience. You got to be real patient with it. And now with YouTube, they're making it harder for people to earn money now. You can't just hop on and start making money like you used to could do in the past. You got to have 1,000 subscribers, and you got to have over 100,000 watch hours or something like that. So they're changing the requirements, making it harder for, you know, new YouTubers to start. When I started, you can hop right on, put your information in, you can start making money instantly.
So did the rule, like, if you were already on before the change happened, did those rules still apply to you guys? Or
it only will hurt you if you didn't meet those requirements. So if you already had the requirements, if you already had them done, it was not going to affect you at all. But if you had started a YouTube channel before this, before the, you know, new requirements, and you didn't meet those certain criterias, that means you would never be making money. You would have to wait until you meet those requirements first.
I see. And one last question, Mark, before I let you go. You have to, don't try to be neutral on this one, but out of the whole Power universe, which is your favorite, or which one are you looking forward to the most?
I've been looking forward to Tommy's show the most out of all of them. It's the one I've been waiting on. Yeah, I've been waiting on Tommy's show the most out of all of them. I don't really like the rate or whatever, but if I had to, like, out of the ones that we saw, Now, I will say that Ghost is very entertaining, and it, you know, it captures the young crowd. It's real entertaining. Now, I will say Raising Kanan, the writing is better to me. The acting is better. It's more gritty. It's more raw and uncut and realistic. So it just depends on what type of person you are on, you know, on what show you believe is going to entertain you more. But I'm more of a person. I like more realistic stuff. So I do love the writing of Raising Kanan and how raw and gritty.
Yeah, I agree.
Realistic it is with the 90s too. They really got a lot of things right as far
as
the
like
90s era.
Yeah, like the wardrobe and the music and just the whole feel of it.
Yeah, and that's hard to do. They knocked it out of the park.
And hopefully we still get influence with Lorenz and his brother, Lamar. I'm excited for them to be working together on book two. So we'll get to at least, I guess, see them, you know, be major characters on that. And then hopefully it just kind of segues into their show Influence. So looking forward to that. And Mark, thank you so much for taking a moment and joining me today. And congratulations again on your successful channel. And share it again with my listeners, how they can follow you on your channel or what the name of your channel is and your Instagram as well.
Mark Dark TV on YouTube and Mark Dark TV on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat. It's Mark Dark TV as well.
And he spells Mark M-A-R-C, not K.
Yeah, M-A-R-C, then D-A-R-K-TV.
All right, Mark, thank you so much again. And I'm looking forward to the next recaps and what you have in store. Congrats on your success. And you have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me on End of the Day podcast.
Thank you. You have a great day as well.
What a fun interview. All right. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And also, don't forget, I'm back on Instagram under Author Kitty. I'll be bringing you more guests. And unfortunately, Mark and I didn't get around to talking about BMF, but after the finale, hopefully I can get them to come back and we discuss the entire season, our thoughts, and what's ahead for BMF. Stay tuned. It's End of the Day podcast with Kitty Jones.